From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A controversy over Iraq. U.S. officials are blaming Iraqi forces for recent Islamic State advances in the country. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter criticized Iraq's reaction to the Islamic State, telling a CNN interviewer that Iraqi forces do not have the will to fight. An Iraqi parliamentary leader told the Associated Press that Carter's comments are baseless. Speaking from Baghdad Sunday, an official with the TV news agency Al-Hura told VOA the militants have not seized all of Anbar province. He said some areas remain contested. He said at least two cities on the highway from Ramadi to the Syrian border, Haditha and Baghdadi, are under IS siege. Iraqi military and paramilitary forces are mounting a counteroffensive in Anbar province. Malaysian authorities say police have found 30 mass graves containing the remains of people believed to be Bangladeshi and Rohingya migrants. Home Minister Zahid Hamidi told reporters Sunday that the graves had been found along the border with Thailand near villages that had been used by human traffickers. Local media reported that the graves containing hundreds of skeletons had been found in and near detention camps used by human traffickers of Bangladeshi and Rohingya militants. Ethiopians voted in elections Sunday that are expected to give the ruling EPRDF party another five-year term in office. There are reports, there were no reports of election-related violence. An African Union observer said the voting was going, the voting was orderly. This is VOA News. Somalia's government says a parliament member killed in Mogadishu Saturday was shot by mistake by government soldiers. The Somali Defense Ministry says soldiers opened fire on the car of lawmaker Yusuf Dirir because they thought it might be on its way to a suicide bombing. A ministry spokesman says the soldiers got suspicious because Dirir's driver had blocked the soldier's vehicle from passing and ignored signals to stop the car. Burundi's opposition said it is quitting UN-sponsored peace talks with the government because the leader was gunned down. People in the United States will honor those who died in military service with the annual Memorial Day holiday Monday, while many communities across the country will honor the war dead with parades, patriotic concerts, and ceremonies. Others will mark the day with quiet reflection on those who have lost their lives in military service. A ceremony was held Sunday in the Netherlands honoring the war dead from World War II. Here is Prime Minister Mark Rutte.
Today, we, the people of the Netherlands, say thank you. We say it with the deepest of respect and from the bottom of our heart. We say thank you to our liberators.
Thousands of motorcycle riders today rolled through Washington for the annual Rolling Thunder Rally to call attention to prisoners of war and those missing in action. A bus carrying 30 international women activists, including American feminist Gloria Steinem, crossed the border into South Korea from the north on Sunday to mark International Women's Disarmament Day.
We are trying to make person-by-person connections so that there is understanding and accuracy. I believe that we had, I know that we had real human exchanges with North Korean women.
The group called Women Cross DMZ arrived in North Korea Tuesday and held what they called a peace symposium. They marched with North Korean women during their six-day visit. Nobel Prize-winning mathematician John Nash, who struggled with schizophrenia, was portrayed in the 2001 movie A Beautiful Mind, has been killed in a traffic accident. His wife was also killed. The 86-year-old Nash and his wife Alicia were killed Saturday when the driver of a taxi in which they were riding lost control of the vehicle on the New Jersey Turnpike. Nash had won the 1994 Nobel Prize. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.